Good morning, everybody. It's 10:05. Well, coming up for 10 o'clock. Sorry, get it right. And this is Depression with Sharon, with some very sad and emotional news today. As we all know by now, which I think everybody's heard, Dame Barbara Windsor passed away late last night. And yes, I am sitting watching Carry On Matron with Barbara Windsor in it. God. But yes, as you can hear her talking. So yes, such an iconic woman, an amazing actress, well known for being unbelievable in EastEnders. So, it's a sad day, really, for all actresses, and especially as it's only 2 weeks till Christmas, which would be yesterday. I am sad for her family. I send my condolences to them, but she was absolutely iconic woman. The first ever Carry On film I officially watched was when I was about 7, which was Carry On Camping, which is one of my all-time favourites of the Carry On films. But I decided to watch a completely different Carry On film today. But all the Carry Ons I've watched, thanks to my auntie Annie having them on video and also on DVD and that. So I was able to watch them that way. And, you know, there's some brilliant people that she worked alongside. Many who would be gutted to hear that she's sadly passed away. Many that are in the Carry On films are no longer there. So, you know, just as sad as well. But hopefully, memory will live on, and for the Alzheimer's and dementia, I will put my own hand on my heart. I did walk for Alzheimer's myself to raise money, and hopefully be getting, hopefully doing a walk again next year for it, and I may do it in memory of Barbara Windsor as well, you know, to see if I can raise money in her memory. And, you know, I didn't know her in person, but I think it's right they should. But yes, it's a sad day, and I can imagine many people are going to be watching films of her and maybe classic EastEnders with her in it. Moments like the time when her and moments like her herself and Pat Mitchell, when there was a big fight and she slapped her and ooh, and things like that. And then also and very much very much sad day for it. Then I can't remember the actress's name, but I did watch it on BBC One. It was an absolute brilliant show, and it was a documentary on the life story of Barbara Windsor, and it was titled Babs, and the actress that played her and portrayed her in the documentary film that was on TV on BBC One. It was absolutely brilliant. It showed that from the very beginning, when she first started out acting, it was a struggle. She struggled at the start, and it took a while for her to hit off, she, you know, to get where she wanted to be. And then the Carry On films came along, she got parts in that, and that was it. Bam. She went from somebody who nobody knew of to an iconic actress who was very well known for constantly showing her breast. Which, as we all know, happened a lot, but she was never ashamed to show off her body. She was never, you know, thingy about seeing it or and stuff. But yes, it's very much sad. Yeah, very sad that she'd passed away. But yes, it shows how difficult it was when she first started out and then how far she came. And truly amazing that she got to where she got. But sadly, when throughout filming, she got ill a couple of times, as we all know from certain things. But what's the biggest shocker of them all was the fact that she eventually was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, which is like dementia, where the brain eventually forgets things and stops remembering and things that used to happen. It's, you know, it's not easy for the person. And, you know, you watched, even in EastEnders before she retired, you could see it happening as she played in that. You could see that, you know, there were signs that she was showing she wasn't the Barbara Windsor that she was at the time. And it is sad, really, that, you know, that illnesses like Alzheimer and dementia can take people's life, and really something more got to be done. You know, scientists have really got to start looking into it more and start looking at finding a cure, or even not find, I don't think they'll ever find a cure for Alzheimer's dementia, but find a medicine that can make the person's mind live longer, so that they're able to remember still, despite that the Alzheimer's and dementia is still there. It's, you know, it's a big thing, and we've all got to start, you know, helping out with the Alzheimer's Society. And, you know, if people out there who's got family members who suffer with, you know, my aunt, bless her, she's one of my aunties, she's got dementia, so, you know, it's, she's, her brain's not right in herself, and she's started forgetting things. And when you noticed it, it was sad seeing it. It was sad and everything, so. But yes, it was sad and stuff. It's not good at all, and it's sad, really. And I think the carry-on films of the past, you know, the cast of the of carry-on films, if they were still alive, would be absolutely gutted to hear that she's passed away. But she's up there with many of them that have gone now. And luckily enough, she, you know, she'll be having a party, she'll be enjoying herself. You know, she knew how to enjoy herself. One thing she was good at. But yeah, she'll be truly missed, ain't Barbara Windsor will. Many people who've seen and people that have met her, I never got the opportunity to meet her, but as we all know, Saucy Nancy. In, I was going to say a Reader's Aim pet, but it's not that. I'll think of it. Wurzel Gummidge alongside John Pertwee. You know, if he was alive, he'd be gutted that she's not about, but she's up there with him as well. So maybe they're being a bit naughty. You know, it's really sad. And she'll be missed by all. So, yeah, this is my fond memory of Dame Barbara Windsor. It's bit hard to say much more, because, like I say, I know her from seeing her, so, but I don't know her in meeting her. But if anybody listens to this, if any of you have ever met her, I'm going to share this on my Facebook page. And please, you know, please, please, you know, just literally, you know, put your fond memories of meeting her, or fond memories of having her and stuff like that. You know, having pictures took with her, or even if you've got autographs with her. You know, anything. So, yeah, it's nice. It's, you know, really sweet that... it's really sweet that people were remembering her like they are. So, yeah, if there's any fond memories of her, please, everybody, just, you know... it's time to realise that this is something that's... that, you know, that's a sad day for all. Like I say, I'm in quite a bit of shock trying to speak about her. So, yes, it's time that people, you know, put the comment below if you've met her, got her autograph, or if you have fond memories of things she got up to. And let's think of what she was like before she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and before the Alzheimer's took her over. Let's remember what she was before. Let's not think of how she became when she got it. It was sad when we heard the news that she was diagnosed with it. But it's time to just, you know, start saying, yeah. It's memories of who she was. And yes, it's sad that Alzheimer's gets people. And it's not nice. It's you know, nobody deserves to lose the memory, not any of us. So yeah, sorry if I'm erming and ahhing about a bit, a lot, but it's just more shock of what's happened, and I can't believe that, you know, she's no longer here. So yeah, Dame Barbara Windsor, if you hear, if you can hear, up in heaven, God rest your soul, and you'll be truly missed by all. Take care, everybody. This is Depression with Sharon, not talking about my depression, but talking about the sadness of Dame Barbara Windsor, who passed away last night. Take care, and God rest you, Barbara Windsor. God rest you. Mwah!